Welcome to the Buckhead Church Podcast. If you want to learn how you can be more engaged with our church, check us out online at buckheadchurch.org, or you can connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I hope the following message inspires you to take the next step forward in your faith journey. Check it out.
Well, welcome back to the Buckhead Church Podcast. Clay Scroggins here, and I'm joined with my co-worker, co-laborer, good friend, Bo Johnson. Bo.
Hey, Clay.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Are we allowed to say that if you're listening to it on a non-St. Patrick's Day?
Well, we just really gave away the day that we're recording this.
For those of you who are not watching on YouTube, Clay is not wearing green.
No, my pants. I believe my pants are...
For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you also can't see Clay's pants.
Aren't those green? I'm colorblind, but those are green, right? I've been told they're green.
They're kind of barely green.
Okay, barely green.
Since you're colorblind, this is a green shirt.
I know it's not. Hey, we want to talk... Obviously, St. Patrick's Day is not the big story today. We are right in the middle of the COVID-19 crisis that has really turned our world upside down, but turned our individual lives upside down as well. There's not a person in the world today. There's certainly not a person in Atlanta today that is not affected by this global pandemic. And although we're still having a good time together, we also feel a lot of weight, and the seriousness of this situation is just more and more with every link that I click on. It's becoming more and more real with every person I talk to.
It's so true. And it's not only, we don't only feel the weight globally, but we're feeling the weight personally. That all of us, whether you're fearful about the future for your job or your health or your family, it's also just interrupting our day-to-day.
Correct.
It's just interrupting our routine. Whatever used to be normal is no longer normal. Even if you're still driving to work, everything is different because there's no traffic.
Right.
You don't know how to get those podcasts in.
What am I going to do with all this time?
What are you going to do with all this time? Exactly.
Right. But yeah, there's a lot of parents that are trying to figure out what to do with kids now, juggling new schedules. Certainly a lot of people concerned about their financial future. So many different industries impacted by this, but ultimately it's looking like it's going to affect every single one of us in some way financially. So, Bo, I want to talk today, though, in our time about spiritual growth.
Right.
Your job at Buckhead Church is you lead the team that is titled Adult Ministry Environments.
That's right.
If someone comes to Buckhead Church, someone who's a part of our church and doesn't grow spiritually, it's on you, right?
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. We do have an incredible team of volunteers who create great environments. But one of the things that we've learned about spiritual growth is that, I know that you're kidding, of course, is that ultimately our own spiritual growth is up to us.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had that season. Maybe you've had the season where, you know, you feel like Andy is responsible for your spiritual growth, or that somebody might feel you're responsible for their spiritual
mm-hmm.
growth. But ultimately, you're kind of left wanting if you're relying on somebody else to grow you spiritually.
That's really true.
It's the work that the Holy Spirit does through us and through somewhat predictable choices that we can make to continue to grow spiritually. So in this season of things changing, routines being new, habits being interrupted, we just thought we would talk about what does it look like to invest in your own spiritual growth in this season.
I love that. I think the title you gave it, which I love, something like this, how can I jumpstart or even restart my own spiritual growth in this season? I've seen so many different people that have the quarantine bucket list right now.
Oh, wow.
Which I love. Yeah, I love that concept. But I think on all of our bucket lists for however long this quarantine is going to happen, which, by the way, we are an appropriate 6 feet away.
We are at 6 feet
away. We
measure
the chairs.
Hands and pray.
These amazing camera operators that are on our service program team are also 6 feet away. How do we jumpstart or restart? How do we put our own spiritual growth, strengthening that significant aspect of our life? How do we do that during the season?
Yeah, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to have a pandemic to be able to jumpstart or restart your spiritual growth. All of us have had a season where we have a new commute, or maybe a new job, a new baby, a new relationship that interrupts what's normal. And so we don't have to wait for our schedule to be convenient for us to prioritize something that's important to us. And my guess is if you're listening or watching, your own spiritual growth is something that you value, your own centeredness, your connection to God. Is something that we care about. So we just thought we'd talk about two things today. And those are, first, how do we make time for spiritual growth when we're in this new routine? And if this is new, how would we recommend getting started on your own
yep.
kind of spiritual growth plan?
Yep. And here's the great thing about this conversation, Bo, is you and I both are figuring out this new normal for ourselves as well. So there's a lot of habits that I've had for years, some of them for months, that now I'm having to reevaluate and go, do those work anymore? I'm going to have to create some different habits, some new habits to make sure that me and my Heavenly Father remain in concert and still have that intimate relationship that I desire to have with Him.
Yeah, we need it more than ever because there's so many things attacking our sense of peace or stability. And one of the reasons I feel like we need routines or we need to talk about this more than ever is the line between home and work is blurred more than ever because so many people are just working from home. And
that's right.
Work starts the minute you open your computer and then you're trying to coach your fifth grader on
algebra,
whatever it is.
I have really advanced kids. No, or I'm super out of touch with what they're doing in math.
And then you're back to another Zoom meeting at work and then trying to figure out how to have a life outside of that too.
And you get distracted by your phone and then you've got the news on in the background and another thing to interrupt you. So let me ask you this question, Bo. How do we start to make time for it? How do we establish those rhythms and routines in the time that we've been given to be able to have the kind of life that we want to have?
Yeah, my first piece of advice comes from my own life, which is when I've fallen out of a rhythm is don't try to bite off more than you can chew. And sometimes if it's been a few weeks or maybe a few months since you feel like you've been in a normal routine, you might try to make up for that by saying, well, I'm going to read the Bible every, I'm going to read through the Gospels in the next 7 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next 8 weeks, I'm going to read the first 8 books of the Old Testament. Well, don't bite off more than you can chew. Pick something that's easy. Pick something that you feel maybe even familiar with. Like Sarah Young has a great devotional called Jesus Calling, which is so easy to just pick up. Or read a psalm every day. Start with Psalm 23 or Psalm 40 or Psalm 1 and just read that every day for a few days. Or pick up the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, 6, 7 and just read a chapter of it. Read 15 minutes of that for a day. Or maybe at the end of the day, journal and just journal 3 things. Journal something you're thankful for, journal something you learned, and something you're wondering about. You can just literally take 3 sentences to just start a new routine, but make it easy. Make it easy for you to win and get back into a routine.
The thing I have been doing lately that I did this morning in this new routine that I'm trying to find is using 3 prompts in a journal. I want, I need, I surrender. And so just filling in the gap between I want, what do I want right now? Well, then I start thinking of things I want for my kids during the season, things I want for my wife, things I want for ourselves, our team, our church. What do I need that really helps me identify, God, what is broken in me that I need healing or what is something I need from you? And then what do I need to surrender? And there's a lot I need to surrender. There's a lot of fear in me that I need to surrender. A lot of picture of the future that might be different that God has not promised to any one of us. But that simple little prompt for me has helped me on days where I don't know where to begin or don't know how to get back into it.
That's really good. I think something that helps me is to pick the same spot in the same time of day. Mm-hmm. So I sit in front of the fireplace and I read from the same Bible and I drink my coffee and I just kind of have that routine. It's almost like my body is used to sitting there and getting in a habit there physically. Or at the end of the day, I just sit in bed with my journal and write down those 3 things or try to reflect on throughout the day. I love this practice. It's called the Examine, to think back over the last day and think, where was I close to God in the last day? And where did I feel far from Him? You don't even have to do anything with that. Just ask the question, where did I feel close to Him? And where did I feel far from Him? And just start the habit. You can start it today to begin to lean in. There's something that you've done that I have learned and actually stolen that you are doing this with a group of guys. You want to talk about your Monday morning Bible study and how you do this?
Yeah, these guys give me a really hard time whenever I use them as an example because they're like, oh, great, now we have to do this.
Oh, yeah, good.
But I will use them as an example. We are, I have a men's group that started last August, and so we're about 6 months in, and we're still getting to know each other and building those, you know, meaningful relationships that groups do such a great job of helping us find and develop. But I just knew for our group, as the more we talked about what do we want to do, we just wanted to read the Bible more. That was one of the things that we just wanted as men, as people that are trying to figure life out. And so we use the SOAP method, scripture, observation, application, prayer, S-O-A-P. And we just read, we've done Philippians and Ephesians and Galatians, but we're currently just tracking with Andy's series right now, You're Not Far. And so whatever passages Andy preaches on Sunday, we start Monday morning, and then we just text it in a text chain, and everybody just sends their SOAP out. of the scripture. Here's one observation from the passage, one application that matters to me today or means something in my life, and then one prayer. And a lot of times, if you write one that's really deep, people will give you the little thumbs up.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Double tap with the thumbs up. That's a real good day when that happens. And then a lot of times, nothing happens, and there's no discussion.
You ever get a thumbs down?
They wouldn't
dare.
That
would be bold.
They wouldn't dare thumbs down me. But no, I probably have gotten a few of those. But
we stole this idea from you, but we're at the junior varsity level. We just pick one of the four things. So we either pick a favorite verse from a chapter, an observation, application or prayer. And here's what I love about it. Your group reads the same chapter every day of the week. Is that true?
We do. So if we're doing Ephesians, then we'll just go, let's just read Ephesians 1 this week. And so you might end up reading Ephesians 1 3, 4, 5 times,
yeah.
Which it just helps. I love the phrase, I've learned this from John Woodall, an older, wise mentor for a lot of people in our churches. John Woodall says, hey, the key to Bible reading is depth, not distance, that we're reading for depth, not to get through something, to make it a long way. Back to what you talked about at the very beginning, not biting off more than you can chew. So I really think reading a chapter over and over again during the week, it helps us really get it inside of us, hide it in our heart, and let it be our guide for the day.
Yeah, I love that too. And the cool thing about doing that over the course of a week, which we're not necessarily advocating everybody has to do that, but right now you could maybe reach out to 2, 3, 4 friends and say, hey, what if we just read Matthew 5? That's the Beatitudes. Yep. You may be familiar with them, or Psalm 23, or pick a passage of scripture that's familiar and just read it every day. And if you skip a day, it's no problem. You're not behind.
Love that.
You might even be encouraged by a verse somebody else highlights. So I hope that you can jumpstart something this week or even something today. And we would love to help. If you go to buckheadchurch.org/groups, you can sign up to get information when we release the next round of community groups so that you can make sure that you can participate if that's something that'd be of interest to you.
Love it. And let me just say one final thing, Bo. I really do hope everybody gets in a group because our spiritual growth is so contingent on our relationships that we have around us. But I would also just say, too, your relationship with God is not determined by your habits. That your relationship
That's
with
right.
God really is secure because of who he says you are and what he says of you today. And so I found for me that the most dangerous thing I can do is to go, oh, I've got to have these new habits so that God will love me more or so that he will give me a thumbs up on my life.
That's right.
But instead, really flipping that around and going, no, because he loves me, because he really is the only one who holds the whole world in his hands, because he is the one who we can trust more than anyone else in the middle of COVID-19, I want to get to know him more, and I want to be with him, and I want to be in that intimate relationship that I know is available.
That is so true. Well said.
Well, thanks for being with us today. I hope that you will, if you haven't already, subscribe, send this to a friend perhaps, maybe tell some other people in our church about this, or maybe even people outside of our church, and we hope that you'll be back for a little more education, inspiration, hope from Buckhead Church. Bo, thanks.
Thanks, Clay.
Thanks for listening to the Buckhead Church podcast. If you'd like more content, you can always check out our services live or on demand at buckheadchurch.org. And if you want to experience community anytime, anywhere, go to buckheadchurch.org/groups.